Hi everybody, Chrissy Nix here with HeartSync Coaching. As an intuitive business strategist, as also an entrepreneur, mom of two, wife, sister, daughter, we all wear a lot of hats. And it's very easy, especially for us who work from home, to easily get distracted and put off what we really need to be doing in order to earn income, to build our business, to become successful entrepreneurs. And so today, I want to address procrastinating because there is physical aspects, there are mental aspects, there are all sorts of pieces that really help us to be very good procrastinators, when in truth, procrastination is very stressful. And it can be very detrimental, the outcome, because we're not actually moving at our own pace. We're not moving in our natural rhythm. Procrastination is when we second guess ourselves and put things off. When we know and we have a pull to do them anyway. And instead we're like, oh, well, we can just do that later. Yeah, that creates a whole mess of things. So there are several ways that we can totally procrastinate, and the reasons why. Okay. So a lot of the times you may unwittingly delay the inevitable of what you're supposed to be doing by waiting to be perfect. Quite simply, you're not perfect. You are perfectly you, which means that you're all messed up. But in a good way, in a you way. Your natural rhythm is your natural ability to just move through things without pushing. Okay. When we feel something has to be perfect, we're questioning ourselves. We are doubting our ability to do great things. And you have to get to a point where you allow yourself to have something that is done enough. This is good enough. This is as good as it's going to get today. And by letting it go and putting it out there, the people who need it in its own timing will get what they need. It does not have to be perfect. I had to overcome that perfection idealism myself because I wanted everything to be awesome. And then I had to embrace the idea that everything I did was awesome. Maybe not so awesome as something else I do later that just completely pours right out of me. But you've got to trust the process. You got to trust that everything coming through you is exactly as it's meant to be, and it will reach those as it's meant. Now, I'm not saying go on some yucky rampage and decide that you're going to completely, you know, balls to the wall, chew people up, and spit it out. No. But when you are in a very heart-centered place, you get out of your head because perfection is head game. Take a deep breath, shift down into your heart, then go over whatever it is that you feel you need to be perfect at and really see what's keeping you from putting it out there. Fear of what? And then address that. Because a lot of the times, your head is full of just all sorts of nonsense, keeping you from moving in your natural rhythm and trusting those instincts to just keep going. Okay. Now, another misnomer is believing that you work really good under pressure. No, you don't. You produce something last minute that's decent. But if you had really dedicated time and really focused your energy on getting it done earlier, it would have been better. And you wouldn't be so stressed out about it, getting it done. You wouldn't feel the pressure of the push. The ultimate goal is to not have push, just have pull. Things you want to do. The things you feel you really would benefit others doing. Instead of the push, oh my gosh. Like my husband has this hysterical t-shirt. I should take a picture of it and send it to you. That says that procrastinators unite tomorrow. And that is totally Lewis. He is classic at doing that. It's like, oh, well, I'll just do it later. I'll have plenty of time. No, no. And that's the next thing, being very productive in your procrastination. I have so much to do. This is really not the priority. You should have a list of priorities. You should sit down at your desk the first thing you walk into your office in the mornings. Write down everything, or first thing, like before I even get out of bed, I make a list of the things that feel top of head, top of brain. It's called brain dumping. I write down everything I think I really want to get done today. I want to get done, not need to, want to. Need to's need to be in there, but want to is really, you know, you want to get everything done so you don't have anything yucky sitting on your plate. Then you prioritize. Okay, so this is deadline-oriented. This is deadline-oriented. I have to get this turned in so that Ren gets to go to camp. You know, I have to pick up Carter by 2:30 or he just, you know, I get calls from the school and next thing you know, CPS is at my door. So there are certain things you have to get done. I have to send out this proposal to a client or I'm not going to get the job. Those need to be top of mind. Those need to be done first. The things that you can do first. And I want you to start blocking your time to where between this hour and this hour, all you do is work. Not the laundry. Not go get the mail. You can block 30 minutes for lunch where you can go do something, switch out, whatever. Put the kids' clothes away. Feed the cat. But block out time to where all you do is time. All you do is work from this time to this time. For me, it's from 9 to 2. Every day. All I do is work. Now, I might go downstairs to get my iPad and bring up the clothes sitting on the stairs on my way back to my office. But I am focused on getting my iPad, sitting down, and doing whatever I need to do that day. And your first hour needs to be whatever is the highest priority. You need to dedicate 45 minutes, get out a timer, put it on there, turn it on, 45 minutes, you do that one project. It will inspire you to move forward. And the last thing is second-guessing yourself. We're so good at doubting. We are so good at doubting. Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know if that's really great, or maybe if I wait a little while, it'll be better, or, you know, I can't do anything until, you know, I really get this done. Done is done enough. You did it. It sounds cohesive. You sound sensible. It does exactly what it's supposed to do. Let it go. Taking action is one of the hardest things people have to do. Putting it out there, letting it go, taking action is hard. But done is done enough. Make a decision, do it, let it go. So let me give you 9 tips from, it's called unstuck.com. She is hysterical. So this group is funny. And so I found 9 tips to stop procrastinating, and I'm going to read them to you. And feel free to let me know what you think. I think they're funny, but they're also very true. So the first one is to remind yourself that there's always more to be done that can be done. Then ask yourself what if you're doing the right things, the have-tos. Get the have-tos done first, then the want-tos. Have-tos are the ones that have the deadline. One that somebody else is waiting on, those are the have-tos. And once you get those done, and it takes some discipline, you've got to say, okay, I'm not going to go swimming. I am going to go do this because I need to get this done today. Get it done. Move it off your plate. You will feel so much better. And if you need to, have a to-done list. Ta-da! And have a list of everything you've done. So at the end of the day, you're like, wow, I don't feel like I did anything. But you look at your to-done list and, oh my gosh, look. There's 15 things on there. I feel pretty accomplished. Ta-da! Okay, number 2. Make a smart to-do list by including only the items you are avoiding, not the ones you know you'll do anyway. Then set deadlines. What would your to-do list look like if it was everything you were avoiding doing? That's an exercise just worth doing just to see what's on there. Number 3. Break down the task to lessen the sense of being overwhelmed. So break it down into baby steps. Once you start to enjoy the small accomplishment or two, my tongue's not working today, you're more likely to finish. So when you have a big project and you know you need to start doing something, write down what it is, write down the pieces that it takes to do it. Pick a piece and just do the little piece. And that will get you motivated. That'll get you started. That'll get you moving in the right direction to get it done. Number 4, eliminate temptation to do something else. Even if your siren song is the computer saying, tune out all digital distractions. Digital distractions. What are digital distractions? Facebook, It is a black hole, people. Facebook. If you're not using it for business, if you're not going on there to post something that will get your website passed around or to get people to look at your blog who will eventually convert to clients, you're not doing it during office hours. If you would not allow an employee to surf Facebook while you're paying them, then you don't need to be doing it during your office hours. Does that make sense? So if it's something that you would not like an employee doing, you should not be doing it during office hours. How about that? How about them apples? That's a good qualifier, isn't it? So digital distractions. Listening to seminars that aren't going to bring you clients today. Reading somebody else's website that's not going to bring you clients today. Okay, number 5, bargain with yourself. If you finish the business plan now, you can go to the movies later. I do this with my children and it works very well. I do this with my husband and it works very well. So do this with yourself. If you get this, this, and this done, guess what? You get to go have a pedicure. If you get this, this, and this done, you get to go watch a TV show. You get to go pet the cat and take a break for 20 minutes. Try it. Works great. Number 6, focus on the successes you will achieve and the joy you will feel. How will you feel when you accomplish whatever it is that you are not wanting to do? You will feel relief. You will feel like, oh my gosh, ta-da. Damn, I'm good. That's what you need to be sitting with. Number 7, come up with a consequence that will deter you from avoiding the task. If you don't exercise 2 times a week, you'll have to give up talking on your phone with friends. Now, this takes some discipline, and this actually takes probably an accountability partner, a coach or someone, to say, so, you know, where were you this week? That's why working out with a buddy helps. Because they, you know, they have to go, you have to go. But if you're not into the consequence thing, I would always do the reward thing. I think you should do probably either or. I mean, someone telling me I can't talk on my phone. Yeah, you're going to pull that out of my dead hand. So, yeah, that's probably not going to work for me. It works for you. Awesome. Number 8, ask someone to help you complete the task. Okay, so find someone who's better at what you need to have done than you are. A lot of the times, the reason why we avoid stuff is because we don't think we're very good at it. It drains our time. It feels taxing. So find someone else to do it for you. Find a kid to file your stuff for you. Have someone come and post your blogs. Find a college kid to be an intern. Come help you do social media. The black hole. Number 9, make your intentions public. This will add pressure. For some of us, avoiding embarrassment is the biggest motivator. Yeah, so go and post on your Facebook group, if I don't do this, I have to do this, this, and this. Somebody will hold you accountable. You need an accountability partner. You need someone who is in a service-based industry, if you're service-based, or a product industry who's product-based, someone who's an entrepreneur like you. You know, preferably in the same family situation you are. Have kids, don't have kids, have cats, don't have cats, whatever. And you need to be accountable. It's a 20-minute phone call at the end of the day going, hey, how'd you do? Or message on IM. My husband IMs me all the time. I turn it off because he's annoying. But it keeps me accountable. So what did you do today? I have a list. My to-done list. But you didn't do this, this, and this. You're like, okay, so are you going to do it tomorrow? You need that accountability. Okay. So, the danger of procrastination. So those are the 9 ways to stop procrastinating. Just do it. Maybe you need a little post-it note on your desk that says, just do it. Just do it. Make yourself take action. That will end your procrastination. Procrastination is not taking action. Maybe you need an action partner. Because you definitely don't want to lose your ambition to succeed. You really need to accomplish those dreams in your head because you're being guided to do that on purpose, to interact and change lives on purpose. It will harm your well-being and risk your health by procrastinating. The stress alone will kill you. And you don't want to gain a bad reputation for just not being accountable, not doing what you say you're going to do. Integrity is a big deal for most of us as entrepreneurs. Our reputation is a lot. What you do and what you say, it's huge. So stop procrastinating, people. If you need help, email me, text me. Well, I prefer email. Christy@ChristyNix.com. And we'll figure out how to keep you from procrastinating. Because you don't need to be doing that. You need to get this stuff done. There are people out there who need your help. So get to it. Make a to-done list. Make a this is what I'm avoiding list, if it helps you. Sit with it. Breathe down into your heart and find out why you're not wanting to do something. Because talking about that and getting clear on what that fear is, breaking it down into baby steps so you don't get so overwhelmed, having an accountability partner who understands what you're going through, huge things to keep you moving forward. And that's the goal. Move forward. Be the best you can be right now and move forward. Not perfect. Perfection is crap. It's an illusion. You are perfectly imperfect. So be it. Be it all. So please leave me a comment. Let me know what you think. What you feel. Ways you're being imperfect. Taking imperfect action by just doing. Because if you don't put it out there, you're not going to get anything back. And that's why so many people are not making any income. Because they're not putting anything out there. So let it fly, people. Let it fly. And let me know if I can help. I hope this helped. I hope this gave you a little bit of insight, some nuggets, some inspiration. And I will talk to you later. Take care.